A Norfolk nature reserve more than quadrupled in size last year. Now scores of volunteers are making it even more inviting for wildlife and human visitors.
National charity the Hawk and Owl Trust is based at Sculthorpe near Fakenham. Dedicated to conserving owls and birds of prey in the wild, its nature reserve is known for the richness of its wildlife and its excellent access for people too. Last year, the Trust more than quadrupled the size of its Sculthorpe Moor Reserve to over 200 acres as part of a three-year, £1.7 million project funded by donations and grants. Now, new nesting, roosting and feeding habitats are being created in countryside, which is home to owls and other birds of prey and where marsh harriers breed. The woodland, fen and reed beds are also ideal homes for otters and water voles, many insects and wildflowers, and birds including marsh tits, brambling, Settis warblers, bearded reedlings, bullfinches and kingfishers. It's something reserve manager Nigel Middleton has worked towards for almost 20 years, since seeing nesting marsh harriers here and wanting to preserve and enhance the habitat to conserve wildlife and enthuse and engage visitors. Today, more than 120 volunteers work at Sculthorpe. "We absolutely couldn't manage the reserve without them," said Trust fundraising officer Angela Glynn. As well as volunteering, people can help the Trust by adopting an owl nest box or raptor platform. "We report on the box activity regularly, although we can't invite owners to see the box themselves so as not to disturb the birds," said Angela. The Hawk and Owl Trust also runs the Norwich Cathedral webcam and viewing point, helped by 50 volunteers, where in normal years people can watch peregrine falcons raise their young, or in some years a heart-wrenching soap opera of life and death. This year the plot was pretty positive, as peregrine pair Norm and GA hatched four chicks, with three surviving to fledge and fly. The Trust was initially founded in 1969 by a group of raptor enthusiasts concerned about a dramatic fall in bird numbers. They successfully campaigned against the use of the chemical DDT, which thinned eggshells, preventing many of them from hatching. This summer, the Sculthorpe boardwalks have been turned into a one-way route through the reserve, past bird feeders, nest boxes, viewing platforms, hides, benches and hand sanitizer. Visitors are asked to wear masks in the shop and in the hides. "October is a great month to visit," said Angela. "We've created a new area of wetland, so hope to attract overwintering snipe and geese en route to the coast. During the summer, we've had lapwing breeding successfully, as well as egrets. Last year, we had a rare Arctic red poll who drew great crowds and seemed to enjoy being photographed. There are fewer wild flowers, but the colours in the landscape are lovely." The Hawk and Owl Trust, Turf Moor Road, Sculthorpe, near Fakenham, is open daily from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m, with the last entry at 3 p.m. Visitors can make a contactless donation. For more information, see hawkandowltrust.org.